The following program is rated TV-MA-N-O-C. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia, your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 28, Hundo, and 94 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and y'all hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode, and today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2 flexing on all you be. All right, fam, all these posts we're going to read today are from Swole Fam members. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com. Awesome summer Swole specials going on right now. Join over there, SwoleNormousX.com, and get access to all the private live streams. All these releases we're talking about today. Today is strictly a Swole Fam-focused podcast episode. So if you want to get access to these new releases that we drop every single Monday, merch included, of course, everyone can get merch, but you want first dibs, you want to know what is going down with SwoleNormousX, PapaSwolio.com. All the stuff is dropping here every Monday, 12 noon Eastern time. And of course, we have some awesome Swole Fam posts that we're going to get into today. I ask every single Sunday what you are promising yourself to work on this week. We're going to go through everyone's promises, aka to hold them accountable, because today is Accountability Monday and we're going to hold you to it. Let's make some sick fucking games. Drop in the comments what are you smashing today. Hit the thumbs up button. And of course, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcast, anywhere you bang your ear holes. Let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. Falcon. All right, it's a seven pillars kind of day. Hashtag seven pillars for a chance to win today's Swole card. Now let's get into those first Swole Fam posts. A reminder before we get started, let's see what else we got coming up. We also, of course, going to keep on talking about it because only a few days away, 6 days away, episode 2900, April 14th, P3S 10 is dropping. So get ready for that. It's only a few days away. Don't miss out on, if this is your first one that you're ever getting, that's a great one. That's a great one to start at. If you missed the first one, I mean, this is not, look, some people were there from the beginning. If you weren't there, you're not going to get P3S1. It's just the way it is. But no matter where you start, the point is to start. These are mystery designs. We have a 24-hour buy window once every 100 days. So every 100 episodes, every 100 days, you have 24 hours over at SwoleNormousX.com/signature, and then it's gone. So it's available for purchase for 24 hours. You get a certified Swole card along with it. P3S9 is shipping now, and it's going to be fire. You guys are going to be ordering 10. You're going to be getting 9. It's going to be just a whirlwind of awesome shit, and I can't wait. P3S10. P3S9 is ridiculous. P3S10 is going to be even better. We just keep on adding to it. We just keep on tweaking a little bit, and they're better in their own right. They're all unique. Each one has a unique signature. It's a one-time, one signature. It is what it is. So every single shirt is unique and a one-time print. So very cool. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. P3S10 in 6 days, April 14th. 24 hours only. Very exciting. Love it. Nick says, I'm looking forward to getting my P3S9. How sexy is P3S10 going to be? I'm a signature series whore, LOL. Well, I think yesterday I answered your question that P3S9 is sexy as fuck. And Nick asks this every single release. And I would be remiss to not say that P3S10 is going to be, I think I said that properly. It's going to be sick. P3S10 is, it's going to be gnarly. It's going to be gnarly in a good way. P3S9, you guys are going to love it. And of course, P3S10 is going to be absolute fire. All right, let's get into the first Swole Fan post. Are you ready?
What's in the box?
Okay, so this is the text I send out. What are you promising yourself to work on this week? And how exactly will you do it? How exactly will you be successful? I change the wording slightly every week just to try to elicit a different thought process. But in other words, I'm going to be working on improving my mobility. That's not specific enough. So as you guys get these messages as members, just keep in mind, and you could drop it in the comments. If you're in the live chat, if you didn't get the message in time and whatnot, you can drop in the live chat. We'll read a couple of those too. But you just don't want to say, I'm going to work on mobility. That's vague. I'm going to work on mobility by doing a swollen 7 every day when I wake up. That is a promise and that is actionable. So you want to work on your mobility. Okay. You're promising yourself to work on your mobility. How are you going to do it? I'm going to wake up and do a swollen 7. Cool. Now that's great. So you have to have that set up, have your mat set up or whatnot, or your area for training, your whatever it is. You have your phone, you have your laptop, you hook your laptop up to your TV, whatever it is, you have your swollen 7 ready. So preparing for that, that's essential also. But that's how you do it. And of course, if you do a swollen 7 before you do anything, you wake up, you do a swollen 7, that is going to work on your mobility. That is going to improve your mobility. All right, first response. Aaron says, this week, it's going to be a 2-for-1 special. Ooh, talk to me.
Wow.
I plan to continue up with 90-day dash as it's still primer week and put myself first, making sure I take care of my needs, schoolwork, meditation, and listening to what I need to. If it's not something that warrants attention before the end of the day, it's not going to get done unless I know I can handle it. All right, good man. Glad to hear it. 2-for-1 special. All right, Aaron. We'll be interested in hearing about this next week. Cody says, I will be working on improving my mobility. I will be doing a yin class nightly as part of my wind down routine. So this is exactly an example. This is literally what I just said. I will be working on improving my mobility. Okay, how will you be doing that, Cody? And then Cody says, I will be doing a yin class nightly as part of my wind down routine. So I encourage Cody even to go deeper with this planning in terms of, in Cody's schedule needs to be, okay, nightly, what does that mean? After dinner? Does that mean before dinner? Does that mean at 6 p.m.? Does that mean at 9 p.m.? Does that mean, you know, make sure you anchor it as to part of your routine? Because everyone has an evening routine. Everyone, whatever you do, you get home from work, you do boom, 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 or you get home from sports or the gym in the evening, boom, 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 boom. You have your sequence of things that lead up into sleep. So you have to make sure that you only have so much time. We only have so much time in the day, all of us. So just make sure that you have your evening anchor. There's something in the evening that anchors your night, that anchors that cascade. So whatever that anchor point is. So it might be, let's say for you, it's the sauna. You go into the sauna after dinner. So you need to have dinner early enough so you can digest enough. That way you can enjoy the sauna, or do the sauna first and then dinner. So if you want to have dinner at 6, you better be doing the sauna at 5 or 5:15 or 5:30. Make sense? So you have to figure out what your most important thing for the evening is and what the trigger point and that cascade is going to be, and then make sure that you anchor that first part. Okay. And you have to learn, you have to experiment. It's not going to be perfect right away. So I always do this. I always experiment with different flows. And sometimes you might have a different flow for a different day because your schedule might change. All right. Debbie says, my recovery, working on my recovery. I promised myself to work on my recovery. We have been busting our butts since last Monday working on fences. It's going to be a few days before my body has had enough time to recover. Okay. But that, again, you're telling me the reason why you want to work on recovery. That doesn't matter. If you need to work on your recovery, how are you going to do it? Just sit around? You're just going to sit around, or are you going to do yoga, or are you going to do mobility? What are you going to do to work on your recovery? Just do nothing? Meditation. There's a lot of things that you need to be focusing on. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not physically doing lifting, you need to be doing those other things. How are you going to focus on your recovery? Joe says, improve my health. Well, come on. Come on. Do a 24-hour fast, comma, reset. Not sure what that means. You don't really reset. That's not really how fasting works. Okay, but do a 24-hour fast. Okay, busy work schedule, so 3 full-body workouts. Okay, 3 full-body workouts this week and do a 24-hour fast. Okay, what are you eating otherwise? Obviously, improve your health. That should always be part of what you're working on, so I get it. Just make sure you get a little more specific, Joe. So I like the specificity of what you said after. So again, you need to know what you're exactly going to do. 24-hour fast, 3 full-body workouts. Okay, improve your health. Get a little more specific. A little more specific when you're answering that question, because that's really kind of a component of everything that we're doing, right? You wouldn't want to do anything that's going to be detrimental necessarily. Lacey says, routine. I'm done traveling until June, specifically going to the commercial gym Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and doing the treadmill and sauna. It's the only part of the routine that's missing. I have the meal prep and strength training down. Good for you. Melissa, continuing on my path of consistently being consistent, moving into week 2 of swole season for the second time. All food was prepped on Sunday, and this week I am paying special attention to mental health by doing daily brain gains. Also taking it further by giving myself a challenge to do it multiple times a day and journal right after, not just once a day. Thanks so much for everything, Poppin Fam. Hashtag Swole for Life and hashtag Merch Monday. All right. Aww. Good stuff, Melissa. Thank you for sharing. Merch Monday. I love how it's not even accountability. Everyone's like, yeah, accountability. It's like, oh, hey, we got new yoga, new training. Yeah, whatever. Merch. It went from accountability to Merch Monday. Everyone's like, yeah, the accountability part. That's great. Okay, cool. Swole Fam's crushing it as always. Like the Swole Fam crushed it last week, crushed it the day week before, crushed the week. You know, the Swole Fam just keeps on crushing. We don't care. We know. We assume. We just want the merch, man. We just want the merch. Hello, Papa, says Michelle. Perfect timing for this question. The future few weeks will be challenging. My husband and I had to put one of our pugs to sleep on Saturday. This was completely unexpected and our hearts are broken. Aww. Little puggles. In the past, I have turned to alcohol and binged on food to help make me feel better. This week, I promised myself to stay on track with food, deal with my feelings, and not resort to food and alcohol. By food, I mean chicken, steak, protein shakes, fruits, and some veggies. I will log my protein amount daily and aim to get 180 grams. I know that may sound high because I'm female, but I am 5'10 and lift heavy shit 4 days out of the week. That does not sound high to me. That doesn't sound high to me. That still might be more than you need. But again, I would just keep in mind, I don't know how much you weigh though. You said 5'10, so you're big. You're tall for a female and you lift heavy shit 4 days out of the week. That's fantastic. So you definitely are going to need more protein than someone who's like 5 feet tall. Even if they lift heavy shit, you're going to need more. You're going to have more mass. So even if you don't hit 180, maybe your needs are really 150 or 160. I think we could all understand aiming a little bit high is good because it's sometimes hard to hit. So if you don't hit it exactly, just keep that in mind. You're probably still over what you need or you have sufficient enough. Anyway, let's continue. I will not drink alcohol to cope. I will stay on track with water, practice the 5-minute brain gains at least twice this week, complete one yoga session a day, and continue my heavy lifting with some cardio sprinkled on top. Very sorry to hear about your dog. I never know because we have Papa Swolio. She's 19. I don't know if it would be good if it was sudden or if it was, you know, it's coming and it's long and drawn out. Maybe not that they're in pain, but do you want to know that it's coming? Do you want to schedule that? I don't know which one's better. It's all horrible, but you know, it's, I always think about that. Do you want, would it be better if it was just like suddenly? But I don't know about that. I don't know if that's good. It's hard. You never really prepared for that kind of stuff. I don't know how that's going to be. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal in Papa Swolio. Because it could just be any. She's 19. She's really active. She's doing great. But you never know. You never know. Just enjoy them while they're here. Sorry to hear that. The suddenly's got to be brutal. That's brutal because you just... I think unless you just got to make sure that you are aware of that kind of finality, that possibility is there. So you treat them like that often. Because I guess you're thinking, you just think you have more time and you don't realize. Yeah. And then they're just not there and you wish you did. You have regrets and stuff. And I'm sorry to hear about that. Rihanna says, I'm going to stay consistent with the water intake that I made last week, 2.5 liters a day. Do week 2 of 90-day dash this week and focus more on mobility as well with stretching or yoga for 10 to 15 minutes in the evening. Good for you, Rihanna. Very well broken down. Appreciate that. Yeah, I think so too. Cerny says, sudden is worse to me. I think sudden is worse because at least you know you can spend time with them. You mentally prepare yourself. It's still going to be hard either way, but at least you get to make your peace kind of thing and hold them longer and just be around with them longer as you know it's coming, the inevitability. But yeah, sudden's got to be, they're just fine. All of a sudden they're gone. It's like, you know, it's a gut punch. I can't even imagine just suddenly out of nowhere. For me, what I was saying before, not to make it about myself, but just my thought process on it, is that Papa Swolio's 19. She's doing great. It would still be sudden, but it wouldn't be irrational. It's not like she's a puppy and all of a sudden she has to be put down or something. So if it was suddenly, it would be horrible, but it'd be like, well, she wasn't like, she was older, you know, already. So yeah, I think it's better if you have a chance to process it a little bit first. Riley says, working on posture before I sit in my chair in my car, I will put my pelvis against the back and sit up in a straight line before I do anything else. I will also do a set of posture exercises that take 4 minutes while my morning tea is brewing. I like that a lot, Riley. So what I like about this in particular is the use of the 4 minutes. So I make coffee, French press. It's usually 4 or 5 minutes from, you know, I boil the water, but it's 4 or 5 minutes. You do realize a swollen 7 is 7 minutes. So my point is you could do a 5 minute, you could do a swollen 5. You could just do a few movements back and forth. So if you're at the office or you have 5 minutes and something's got to cook for 10 minutes or heat up for 10 minutes or something like that, you're warming up your shower, whatever it is. I don't know what you're doing, but I think you'd be surprised if you used a 3 or 4 minute period. Sometimes you boil the water, you'll hit the boil button because we have one of those glass carafes that you can just automatic, like tabletop burner. They're great because they boil really fast. Anyway, you turn that on and then you maybe do a little bit of mobility until it's boiling or until something heats up or whatever it is. So you can kind of maximize your time, and normally an empty 3 or 4 minutes where you might pick up your phone. You pick up your phone and scroll for 3 or 4 minutes, which is useless unless you're watching a couple go to the fucking gym videos or you're getting your ear holes banged on the man cast. But you use a few minutes. It's called micro mobility. and I didn't coin this term, I've seen it out there, but micromobility, where you do a little mobility throughout the day. You might not have time or the mental space or whatever it is to do an hour of mobility. You drop one down and just do a few stretches, do a few movements of mobility whenever you can. Do 2 or 3 minutes. So think about this. If you do 3 minutes, that's not long. Maybe you do you slide 3 minutes in at the office before you're there. You have 3 minutes. It's like 3 minutes. You do a couple moves. Oh, you feel great. But then later on before lunch, you do 3 minutes. Just saying. Listen to me. Right after lunch, maybe do another 3 minutes. That's already almost 10 minutes. It's 9 minutes. You do that five. I'm just saying, let's say you do that 10 times a day. That's 30 minutes. You do it five times a day. That's 15 minutes of mobility a day. Are you going to tell me that doing 15 minutes of mobility every day is not going to get you a lot of progress? Sure. It might not be 15 minutes continuous. And one of the things about micromobility is, okay, usually when you do a longer session, you might get more loose into it and you can go further into movements because you're doing more time. You're more loose and more warmed up. But over time, you're going to get there, even with micromobility, because you're more active more often. So if you do 3 minutes five times a day, seriously, if you just isolate maybe three things, like 3 minutes, do three different movements, three different stretches, or you have a couple 3 minute pairings, you do pick three things and do each one for a minute. Have a little watch countdown timer, it beeps, and you do 3 minutes. You do that five times a day, it's 15 minutes of stretching and mobility a day. Something to think about. Stephanie says, last one, work has been chaotic lately, working 12 to 16 hours a day from home. Ooh.
Wow.
At a desk. This week, my goal is simple. Sunlight. I'll be honest, I'm forgetting what it feels like to be human. I will start each day with 30 minutes walking in the sun and 32 ounces of water and electrolytes. Get electrolytes in there too, Stephanie. Simple, but it feels like what I need right now other than a new job. Oof. Start your day. I don't know if Stephanie's live. I'd like to hear more about this because maybe your schedule can be tweaked. If you're at home, does it have to be continuous? Can you clock out for like 10 minutes and go get some sun and literally go walk outside for 10 minutes? That'd be a big difference. Put a sports bra on, walk outside for 10 minutes, come back. It makes a huge difference if you did 10 minutes every hour or two. Just saying, I don't know what your position is. If it has to be like straight through, I don't know if it's customer service or whatever it is. But anyway, if you can kind of make your own schedule and however much time you put in, you could do it when you want, or because 12 to 16 hours a day, I'm not sure what position would be that long straight from whatever it is. Maybe you can break it up a little bit more, but yeah, that's a great way to do it. That's a great way to do it. Sunlight's so important, especially getting that morning light, blue blocking glasses, things like that. So you're not staring at a screen for a long time. Maybe if you have a window, you can look off into the distance, right? You stand up from your desk or something, get a standing desk. What you can also do, Stephanie, if you're at a desk, you can elevate your desk. Whether or not you can get a standing desk, you could also elevate your current desk and get like a flat treadmill. Those are only a few $100s if you can swing that, and you could just walk at your desk. If you do some sort of rigging to get like a walking desk, you're going to get tons of activity, and it's going to really make you feel a lot better. There's also these like foot pedals where you can actually like keep your legs moving and cycling underneath the desk if you have to sit down, but just some thoughts. All right, let's get into some releases, Beaches. We got new releases. Let's pound through these. If you do have any questions, you could drop in the chat. We will get a couple questions, but we're really doing those posts and releases. Okay, first one is brand new inside Swolenormous X. We're going to give this one away, and then you guys can maybe guess the next one or two. Oop, I have to resize it. Paleo mango coconut bites. All right.
I gave it a fucking 10.
I love mango, and I do like him as some coconut. So mango coconut bites. Oof. That sounds like a sugar bomb, but that sounds like something great if you go to the beach or you're going hiking or like post-workout. Have a couple of those with your protein shake or something. That sounds really good. That sounds like a great post-workout, like a little treat. Next one, we got grilled salmon burgers with avocado salsa. Ooh, ooh la la. We're getting fancy.
Wow. Oh,
we're getting fancy with these recipes. I like the idea of both of these. That looks really good. I had avocado last night. It was so good. I love avocado. All right, so paleo mango coconut bites and grilled salmon burgers with avocado salsa. Last one. We got three new recipes every week. Stuffed flank steak. What'd you stuff it with? What are you stuffing my steak with more steak? Oh, Mama Swolio made my favorite dish. We had the other night, we had steak with rice and steak. And what that is we like reheat up some white rice. We have butter in it and chopped up cold steak from maybe leftovers the day before. And I have that with my nice freshly cooked steak. So my favorite meal is steak with rice and steak. Like my side has steak in it. I just double up on the steak. I have steak with steak and rice. Yeah, that's how I roll. Sometimes she puts chicken and rice, but it's like, hey, let's get some beef. Let's get some beef in here. Chicken and vegetables. I mean, actually rice and vegetables. So if we have, if she makes like a little mash of like some leftover chicken and rice, I just call it rice and vegetables. Chicken's a vegetable. So I always eat my veggies, right? Eat those veggies. All right, rotating classes. If you check out the Swole Studio members, you get a little spotlight. The spotlight classes for this week are...
What's in the box?
Express Flexibility Flow number 2.
Hadouken!
With Genevieve, Express Flexibility Flow number 2. Express Flexibility Flow number 2. Express Flexibility Flow number 2 with Genevieve. Next feature class is Swollen 7 Core Round 5. Excellent. And Chest and Back Ignite number 1. Oh, yeah. All right. So, delicious. Chest and Back Ignite number 1. Swollen 7 Core Round 5 and Flexibility Flow number 2 Express with Genevieve. These are the rotating classes every single week featured inside Swolenormous X. So you can get yourself a little preview when you join, or if there's something you just want to do a yoga class, you don't want to think about it. Boom. Try our featured class for the week. It'll help you get into some classes that maybe you've never done before. All right. Let's get into... All right. Let's see here. Brand new yoga class, merch, and another announcement for this week. So we'll do the announcement for this week, and then we'll do the merch last. We'll do the yoga class second, okay? We have a special event this week, Roundtable 66. Last time I said it was 66, it was actually 65, so we counted wrong. I think we just... I forget the thumbnail for this week was in the last week's folder, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. So this week is Roundtable 66, this Thursday, April 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So join us, SwolenormousX.com, join the fam. And every 2 weeks, we have a roundtable call with members and goes from 6 to 8 p.m. So be there this Thursday at 6 p.m. Fantastic. We also upload it later if you can't catch it live. Huge bummer, but you can also listen in later. And I really recommend you go back and listen to the previous ones. I know it's a lot, but you go down the Swole, like let's say you do a lot of, you have a long commute, you're going on a road trip or something like that. You're on a plane or I don't know, like you can just, it's a great thing. They're 2 hours, you know, they're 2 hours long. Sometimes at the beginning, people are signing in. So sometimes it's might be, you know, it's, we start it usually, you know, a few minutes after six because people sign in and log in and then everyone kind of gets comfortable. But you're going to get like an hour and a half to 2 hours of just awesome conversation. And there's so many different topics. It's kind of impressive how many different ones we've had. And it's a lot of the same people. Some people, you know, it's members that are from the past, from like a couple years ago, and people, you know, filter in and out over time. Mostly it's like the same core people, but you get so many different topics. And it's just interesting how much variety there are in there. And they're funny as shit. Sometimes they're just, I mean, they're always funny, but sometimes they're like really fucking funny. They're fun. It's a fun time. All right. Yoga class, brand new yoga class. Again, any last minute questions, drop in the comments, hashtag ask Papa Swole. We're not doing standard questions like normal. Tomorrow, we're back to our normal flow. This is Accountability Monday. Brand new yoga class for members, Express Level 2 Creative Flow with Alex. I need some more DJ air horn. Give me a glockenspiel. And maybe a triangle. Excellent. Level 2 Creative Flow Express with Alex. What a lovely class. And Alex is very, very mobile. Very flexible. She's like, if you're just listening, she's like in a split position. Not full split, but was that forward fold, straddle forward fold? I forget the actual term. Anyway, great position. Love it. Grabbing the outside of the heels or the sides of the feet, driving the outer edges of the feet in, straightening your legs, squeezing your quads, pulling yourself in. Oh, my back just like popped watching it. It's fantastic. Check it out. Level 2 Creative Flow Express. And expresses are great. 20, 30 minutes. Again, if you're listening and you need some mobility and yoga in your life, which you probably do, we could all use more. Join us, SwollenArmistX.com. Get access to over 400 classes. And of course, our full programs, master classes, and everything we talk about. All right, who's ready for some new merch? Who's ready for some new merch? This is going to be an epic, epic drop. I'm really excited. Fam, you guys know that Star Wars Day is coming up soon. May the 4th be with you. It's coming up. So you guys know we have some famous, famous, epic, epic merch when it comes to... Let's see if I got here. When it comes to Star Wars. So let me see. I guess I could... So what I want to... What I want to say is that we are adding to the collection. We're adding to the collection. I just want to bring it up. Star Wars. All right, so let's check out some of the merch. So I'm just bringing up the Swole Wars collection, Return of the Gains. So we got some Swole Wars merch. All right, you could use the search function. So Swole Wars in red, Swole Wars in yellow, of course, on any different color you want. We just have them on here. So Swole War is a great design. We also have Luke Swole Walker. Luke Swole Walker, may the swole be with you. So we have this design, and these are all goated designs. These are fucking great. These designs are awesome. And what I also want to share with you, the other merch in this collection, is the famous Depth Vader. This is one of our all-time bestsellers, the Depth Vader design. Okay, so we have some new merch. We got a new design. All right, we got a new design. Who's ready? Who likes some Star Wars? Who's ready for the brand new design? Now, I will tell you, actually, I'm going to share it first, and then we'll get into it. All right. Who's ready? New merch. What's new Star box? Wars. New Swole Wars merch. You ready? 3, 2, 1. We got the brand new Han Swolo design. I don't have any Star Wars music. Han Swolo now available. So this is a kind of a play on the Han Solo in carbonite meme. So obviously this has a little bit more detail, but I love it. I love the framing. I love the outside. Super awesome. Han Solo. So if you're a Star Wars fan, you know the part where, you know, Han Solo at Jabba the Hutt had Han Solo in carbonite frozen. So this is kind of a play on that. I think it was the first one, right? It was the first Star Wars. So yeah, we might get some Star Wars. It's a trap. We'll get some Star Wars audio, I suppose. I have a whole list of soundboards. I need to put in a little time and add some more. I have a big list of ones I want to add. I usually get into like a flow and I'll just add like a ton. But this design is cool. So you don't have to like Star Wars. You don't have to like Star Wars, but this is a play. I'll zoom in a little bit. This is a play of being stuck in carbonite from the original Star Wars trilogy. So Papa Swolio. Very cool framing. Papa Swolio in carbonite. The Han Swolo design now available over on papaswolio.com. 20% off new releases. Of course, members get 20% off all the time. You know your special code. But 20% off and 6 days remaining. 6 days remaining on the big sale. So if you're not a member, you can save 20% off. You see the countdown timer at the top. About 6 days remaining. So check out all the new merch. Check out all the Star Wars designs. Depth Vader, Luke Swole Walker. And of course, you can check out the Swole Wars design. So that's going to be a real popular one when it comes to the next month or so. I got to start rocking the Star Wars stuff and some of the merch. Plus, we have a lot of America merch. It's coming up on 4th of July season. Summer Swole, right? Balls deep for summer. We got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of stuff like on the horizon, right? So it's going to be a big year. I'm running for office, right? The Papa Solio 2024, this election season. Ooh, this year is going to be crazy. Isn't there the eclipse today? When does that happen? Does that happen around now? Is that where everyone is? And I'm in Florida, so we don't get it. I'm not going to go outside and look at like a 60%. I might glance off to the side. I don't, whatever. So I don't think we're getting anything in Florida. But I guess if you're going to go look at it, just be careful with your eyes. Don't look at it for long, you know. Use one of those glasses or things like that. 3-ish Eastern time. Yeah, I don't think if you're in Florida or anywhere else aside from like Ohio, right, that main strip, you don't really see anything. You see like a partial. So very exciting. Okay, a nice way to distract people from their ills, you know, their struggles and woes. Don't pay attention. Don't pay attention to the fact that we have no borders. Don't pay attention to those illegal rapists. You know, just look at the, ooh, now you want to look up. Get off your social media. Look up the sky. Ooh, Bill, little circle in front of big circle. Ooh, look at the circles. Okay, nothing to see here. Move along. Maybe this is another one of those diverging timelines, right? The eclipse, it blocks, and then all of a sudden everything, woof, two realities split, part of the simulation. Such a distraction. I think it's cool. I wish we didn't have so much light pollution at night. I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I really don't give a fuck about the eclipse. I would love to see stars at night though. I would love to see more stars at night. I know some of you live more like in rural areas and you can see them, but I would love to like not have any light pollution and just see the cosmos every fucking night. That'd be great. That'd be really cool. I don't give a fuck about, oh, it's a little dark circle. Like, that'd be awesome, but it would be cool if it went in front of the sun and you could see fucking planets and shit. You could see stuff during the day. That'd be, I don't know if you would see it like really bright, but that'd be awesome. Anyway, just some thoughts. Fam, go enjoy those new releases. We'll see you tomorrow back here for another Mancast. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee's, Deuce Magoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Out. I'm just kidding. All right. We got to give away the Swole card. So are you ready to give away the Swole card? Let's do it. Dun, dun, dun. Let's get a little tainty, man. Aww. He's so tainty. And of course, we do have the church. They're saying hi to all of you. Hashtag seven pillars. Someone out there is going to win a seven pillars card. And maybe you know who that person is. Maybe you don't. But we're going to get into it. All right. So enjoy those new releases. And of course, make sure that you are ready for April 14th for the signature series, swolenormousx.com/signature. Go to swolenormousx.com. Join the fam today. And of course, we'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, but also privately for this Thursday's roundtable. It's going to be very exciting. Alrighty, let's get into it. Seven pillars. Who's going to win it, Falcon? Take the swish. Take us away. Take us away. Take us away. All right, the winner of today's Swole card is Michelle. Congratulations. Congratulations! Now, we don't do pity cards. We don't do pity cards here on the Daily Swole and the Swole fam. Now, Michelle is going through some struggles because her little puppers suddenly passed. So we're sorry to hear that. But guess what is the most important right now? Those seven pillars. So, of course, not the situation, not the circumstances that you would want to win the Swole card, but it is the situation where you need the Swole card. So it's a big difference. Not about wanting. It's not about deserving. It's about the Swole card knows where it needs to go. The Swole card knows where it needs to go. It knows it needs to be near Michelle. And Michelle needs those seven pillars near her right now. So it is where it is supposed to go. So Michelle, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2894 on the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email, and we will send you this Swole card. Sorry to hear about your puppers, but I agree, in the past you used to turn to those other copes. Now you can cope with those sick fucking gains and stay focused. Time will heal. Time will improve. Of course, you always miss your puppers, but it will get better with time, and it's time to go to the fucking gym and make some fucking gains, right? You gotta do it. Today we're all training for your puppers. Pour one out. Throw a little beef out the window for the little guy. All right, congratulations on crushing it, Swole Fam. Everyone's crushing it, and let's nut this beesh and move on. Go to the fucking gym, fam. We'll take some soundboard requests. Thank you so much for being here. Hit the thumbs up button, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you're gonna look at that eclipse thing, enjoy the eclipse thing. Don't blow out your eye holes, but get those nips. Get that solar. The solar eclipse is coming. I forget what time I have to go outside and do a lat spread, but don't worry. I'll make sure the solar eclipse is on time. I'll go out there and flex on all these beaches. I got you, fam. Hit me with a 60% of the time, Papa. Yeah, you got it.
60% of the Jackson. Time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
This has been another episode of the Daily Swole 2894 with your host, Papa Swolio. Monday, April the 8th. We'll be back tomorrow for Tainty Tuesday. Don't nobody go nowhere. Oh, he's jamming on the piano. What can this kid not do? What can't this kid do? Look at him. Look at this guy.
You made me happy.
Hey, Pedro, did you see the merch release? I didn't know if you saw that. You didn't see the new Star Wars release? If you didn't see that, you're gonna like it.
I got hairy legs.
Fuck yourself.
Come on, man.
A list of things I did to your mom last night.
Why don't you get the hell out of here before I snap your dick off and jam it into your ass?
How shall we fuck off, O Lord?
Well, folks, eliminate one tax loophole out of $1,600,000,000,000 worth. $1,400,000,000,000 worth. Out of $1,400,000,000,000, excuse me, $1,400,000,000,000.
Yeah, you missed it. You missed the Han Solo. Han Solo design. Well, I'll show it again. I'll show it again in a second. I'll show the Han Solo one more time for Pedro in a second. And I'll tell a story about that design. I'll give you guys a little story. Whipped it out. That's nice. Coast to coast. Nailed it. Undefeated. All right, fam. Let's go over that last. Yeah, Pedro, here it is. You got the Han Solo. Might be calling it the Han Solo. The Han Solo in carbonite design. So that just dropped. Brand new. Brand new. So Pedro gets it. Pedro gets it. All right. So now available, Han Solo, whatever you want to call it. We might title it as Han Solo. Let me tell you a little story about this design. Been trying to get this design made for like, I don't know, it might have been like 5 or 6 years. This is one of the original ideas that I had. Luke Swolewalker, Han Solo, or Han Solo, whatever you want to call it. That was the original design. Like, this is one of the early ones. It was just very hard to find an artist that would render it the way it gets something done. It's hard to draw. Now, it doesn't look exactly like the carbonite from the movie, but it's our own take on it. It's hard to get that kind of like, I guess a good description of how to draw that would be like charcoal. Looks like a charcoal kind of mesh to it. But yeah, super awesome. Super awesome design. Brand new. Added to the Swole Wars collection. All right, so check it out. PapaSwolio.com. Anyway, fam, thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for the next episode. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like
yeah, I found that.